Hello and welcome into the Sower Data Game Week preview for Game Week 471. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sower. Joined as always by Harry Trades from the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Take a quick minute. Go subscribe. Just go subscribe.
Thanks, Led.
Before we do anything, Harry.
Yep.
Huge apologies to everybody who stuck around to the end of Monday's show and did not get everything that we wanted. And Matthew, first in, this comment may have come in 3 days ago that we totally blew off. I don't even remember what the word, like that. I think I could just bang on my keyboard and that would be it. But Harry, you owe us the pronunciation of some sort of, is it really 58 letters?
It's actually 63.
Wow.
According to Google here, 63 characters. It's the longest valid internet name in the world as well.
How about that?
The more you know.
I feel bad. I don't even want people to wait. If you could just see if you could bang that one out for us, just to start the show off on a good note.
All right, I'll try my best. So it's Llanfair, Pwll Gwyn, Gillgwch Gerwch, Chwyn Drobl, Llantrysilio, Go Go Goch.
There you go.
There it is.
Let's get into it. All right. Matthew, Toby, and Nemesis, not to be confused with Genesis, on the podium today. As Toby says, it's Elon Cabal's world and we just live in it. Arthur disagrees, Paul Jolly's world and we just live in it. Anyway, Kizo Gaming HD reminding us, yes, the K-League special is this week. Everybody getting very excited for that. Harry, how many cards did you buy for that?
I bought a grand total of zero. I actually sold my only in-season K-League card, maybe to Pavel or to somebody. I don't have any K-League cards. Ever, like not even any old season, actually. I'm a J-League boy. Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
In addition, the competition that everybody was waiting for, the Seniors Special Weekly is also here. We'll get into that. Harry, did you look in at all to see how aggressive the prizes are?
I did. I did it on stream yesterday. I had a look. I was like, oh, you know, what could I put in? I couldn't really squeeze out a super rare team, but I could at rare. And then I looked at the prizes. I was like, lads, go have a look at this. And we all had a look and everyone was like, I'm playing it. It's 50%, right?
Yeah. 50% gets you either a card or a jersey.
Wow.
Given the results I've had, I'll just get boost anyway. But how do you feel about, it's not like you're wasting a lineup there, but it feels weird to like not play the regular competitions for this special weekly. But like, I have a lot of cards, as everyone knows, I can appreciate a older veteran player. And so this is right up my alley, but it does feel a little weird because it's like, oh, I'm not actually putting a great challengers team in this week because I'm throwing it in this special weekly, but I think I'm just YOLOing it.
So I'm looking now, you can play super rares at rare as well, which helps. So
okay. Yeah,
if I can't squeeze out a super rare team, then I could do a little mixture, but yeah, I mean, am I going to prioritize it? I don't think so, but as long as I have a keeper left over, which I should maybe if I'm conservative with the rest of my lineups. Yeah, I do want to play. I do, because that could be fun opening. 50% box, because that's wild odds compared to what we're used to, right? It's literally 10 times better than normal.
Right. Yeah. Let me see here if I can pull this up.
Like mystery jersey, 10% is a lot. And I do like mystery jersey, so why not?
Yeah, so this is where we got it. So all of the boxes are premium, as far as I can tell.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So this is the rare prize pool. 100 people win something. 40 will win a card and a box, and yeah, I think they're all. So 1% for a star rare, 3% for tier 1, 4% tier 2, 7% tier 3, 10% tier 4. 10% also for the mystery 2023-24 season jersey, which I imagine is from any league. Mm-hmm. Weren't the previous Continental Knights one was just champions, right?
I think so, yeah.
15% for a tier 5 and then 50% level up as opposed to the 95%. So yeah, it looks, I think I might actually like straight up prioritize it.
Wow. How many do you think play the rare one? There's 430 right now. 1,000?
Maybe, yeah. And then 10% win a card or a box.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's about right.
I don't know. So I don't know. We'll see. So Nixon here says contenders will be competitive this game week because I can't clean up with the Servette stack. But like, I wonder how many people will take cards out and put them into this special weekly.
That and K-League special. So that's going to take out contenders. So contenders might be a weird spot this weekend in some ways.
And the K-League special doesn't have the same, it's not as prohibitive in terms of new season. Like you only need three,
right,
if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that.
That was the MLS anyway. So yeah, I'm sure it'd be the same.
Yeah. So you don't need four. So now there's some older cards that could be put in the K-League special. So yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see like where the distribution goes this week. Let's see. Let me get everyone else here. Major NFT, Dream Oblivion, Ian Sorare. You think that's Ian or Ian?
Ian, definitely. Ian. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, yeah. Here it is.
David, what's up? Kev Hurd, Red or Dead, Mike Bastin, Glenn. Thank you to everybody. Oh, Matt actually Matthew brought in the that's clearly a copy and paste. No way somebody types all of that out.
Yeah, there's no way you typed that.
No way. Adriano, Maddie, what's up? Big Mr. K14, and I have no idea if that's right or wrong, or I just made it up. Was that the pronunciation or something?
They typed that out?
No chance. Maddie, that's right. Nahuel Knoll season. Charlie said the boxes on the over 30 are outrageous. Yeah, it's true. David Richard says I have a, is that this team?
He must have the Spanish team, or not the Spanish team, but you know, the Spanish sponsored team. Yeah, that is it.
Have the shirt. How about that?
That's super cool.
Toby said he's going to prioritize it, Mike. Only 100 boxes though in rare. So
Yeah.
So Joel said, I prioritize the Jersey Lover Special Weekly and still haven't received my jersey. I'm from Australia. Well, that's probably why. Sean, PSU fans too, got his yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Toby says, Ki Sung Young has a double game week and most of his cards be in the K-League Special Weekly. Sounds like perfect for the retirement home comp. I love Ki. He's been one of the best players in the league so far, right?
He's been great, hasn't he? Real good.
Yeah. Adriano's got a bunch of over 30 Liverpool players. Are there that many that start?
Yeah, like Van Dijk, Keeper.
I can't believe they did 30. I'm still angry about that. Anyway. Let's dive into the game week. That's why we're here.
Come on, then.
Harry, what are these teams at the top here? Where is everyone?
That's an imposter's front three if I've ever seen it, right? Like Catalonia, Universitario, and Hadjic. Jesus. That is
actually, like, what is that?
I don't mind seeing that. Like, I'm happy to see that.
I mean, even if you keep going, though.
I know.
Like Newcastle.
That's MMD without, well, Mold without MMD. Yeah. So we'll put them down a little bit further, sorry.
Gulbranson is supposed to be back, but I doubt he starts.
St. Pauli, we know they're liable of conceding goals.
Yeah, so that's a 5-1 win, sure.
Yeah, all day. Celtic away to Dundee, they just held Rangers to a 0-0. They know mugs going away to Dundee.
Mm-hmm.
City away to Forest, but City have in, like, you know, Champions League, I think, the week after, right? I'd assume.
Yes.
Is that how that, yeah. Palmer, I'll be honest, I don't think we have that many cards from them.
Have a logo.
Cyprian's team. Yeah, no. So literally
played for Nantes, right?
He used to be on Football Index. He was the boy. He played for, like, Nice back in the day, I'm pretty sure, and he was, like, good. Oh, it doesn't. Yeah, there it is. The Nice. Yeah, and then he moved to Nantes. He was good for a while.
That's so funny.
Don't know what's happened to him, but yeah.
Well, yeah. City are out of the Champions League.
Of course they are. Yeah. Why did I think they were?
Because they were close.
Because they were close, and yeah, they're like, Haaland's not playing this week. There's like a few injuries, isn't there? Yeah. I think Foden's actually able to play this midweek, which is not ideal for Bart and my boys, but. He is alive if you have Foden.
Mike said Dundee chasing Euro spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be up for that.
Yeah. PSG, who are in the Champions League.
Yeah. So that's like the first good fixture we've seen, yet they're probably the ones that are going to fall victim to. And we know how bad their roulette can be as well. So
yeah. Speaking of which, anyone know if it's Keylor Navas season?
It might be. Actually,
For a friend.
It really might be, you know.
He didn't get the start last time, though, when they rested Donnarumma. That's the problem.
Yeah, it was tennis, wasn't it?
Yeah. Their last. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
What a waste. Anyway, there's Barca, Zagreb, Ghent. Yeah, there's Bayern. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess.
Bayern are in the same situation as well.
Yeah, 68% to win is like still decent, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's Rangers.
Your boys.
Copenhagen. Might be Madsen season.
Well, yeah, don't tease me. What's Tobias saying? I trust Tobias more than anyone else on this matter. Tobias, give us the lowdown. Come on.
I think it was like deductive reasoning. They were like, so who's hurt? And they like named a few guys and didn't name Madsen. And it was like,
okay.
Oh. I don't think Mealy gets a spot back either, though. I need both of them.
Well, he's not gonna start. Like, he's lost his left back spot.
Well, he came back from injury last week and stayed on the bench.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Toby with the terrible. They're both back, man. But on the bench. Oh.
I don't need to hear that. Just lie to me. I love being like, okay, yeah.
Like, he's already had his bench game.
Right.
Just get him in there. Anyway. There's Fener Besiktas. All right.
That's tasty.
That doesn't even look close. Odds wise, at least.
Yeah, Besiktas have been pretty poor.
Mm. Man United, Burnley, Liverpool away to West Ham.
This is going to be another weird week, Led. I'm telling you. This is not gearing up to be a massive scoring weekend if I just had to, you know, guess. Like, there's not.
Yeah.
I'm just not seeing enough here that could really dominate. I'm really not.
So I wonder if it'll actually, because like these are still fairly high. Like 65% to win is high.
It is, but we normally start this show with 80s, you know?
That's fair. That's fair. And we somehow,
I know there's 180 that, right. Yeah.
85. But like, I wonder if it's one of those game weeks that's really high scoring, but like everyone has high scores as opposed to just
like,
one, like it's still competitive and like you have these like weird lineups getting in. But yeah, I don't know. Let's start in the K-League since neither of us know anything about it. We have no odds except for two matches. There are some double game weeks. Let's see. Seoul have the double. Daejeon Citizen. Is that it?
I think that's... Sangmu. They have two games.
Yeah.
And Daegu. No, they don't. Daegu play Jeonbuk, sorry.
No. Yeah. Oh, Suwon, Toby said.
Oh, Suwon.
Of course.
Of course. Is that not a bit stupid, Lair? They do a double, like the weekend they started, they have a double. I guarantee you they didn't know that.
No
There's
chance.
No way. There's no way. No way on this earth that they knew there was a double game week.
No, but here we are.
Okay.
Here we are.
This is why I'm not playing, Led, because I don't have my keys.
Yet. Go get
Yeah,
one.
I'm actually on his page right now.
Look at that.
I literally am. There's 17 rares on sale. People are trying to offload their keys.
Somebody made an insulting offer for one of my super rare recently.
Did they?
Yeah.
The one of 10 got traded. Whoa.
Come on, $10,000. Two, a backup goalie, a terrible midfielder.
$300, basically.
$300, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Oh, no, I don't. I thought I had the jersey mint. Oh, it was a rare jersey mint.
Hmm.
It's just a beautiful card, though.
Mm. Yeah, the background's insane. Like, I really like that effect.
Yeah. And then, there's the jersey mint.
That's
really, the red on red.
Clean. It's clean. It's real clean, that card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Anyway. That's all. Literally all we have on the K-League. Apologies. if everybody has any questions, just DM Hoodwink. Yeah. I'm sure it'll help.
Yeah. I'm sure Daegu will lose. Sorry, Hoodwink. That's all I'll put money on. I mean,
Jeonbuk is not fun.
You don't want to be there.
No. All right, let's bang out contenders who are literally at the top of the all-star list.
Oh, like, wow, they are.
This seems competitive now.
I mean, yeah, but then, you know, are we worried about Universitario? Like, are we going to see them really fly high? Like, I just don't see it. Like, I've been following their scores just on Sora data over the last couple of weeks, and, like, not much really happened. I think they won their last game. It was like a 3-1 maybe or something. 2-1, yeah. Like, I mean, the guy who scores 100 doesn't even have a card.
Doesn't even have a card, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just don't see it happening, really. Yeah. But, and Catalonia, I think, do they have the, no, they don't have the under 23. Oh, that's Romo's team.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Again, are we worried about them? Probably not.
No, you're right.
So it's just like, I'm left with, how do you expect, could, like, if you get the team right there, I think that could really be a great matchup. As we know, you know, Rude's a real bard. Like Brekalo's on for 100 type of situation.
He's been killing it though, right?
Yeah, he's class. He's really good. He's way too good for this league, in my opinion. He was injured for a bit, but yeah, once he plays, he's just flying.
I think he's on set pieces too.
Yeah, he is.
Because I think I looked yesterday. May or may not have looked yesterday. Yeah, there he is.
I've always rated him. Like, I've tracked him, like, again, back in the Football Index days. He was good then. Like, he's always been a good little player. Never really got that, like, massive move. But, yeah, I don't know. They're dangerous for sure. Are we worried about Mulder without MMD led, if we're being honest?
I'll be honest. If we're really being honest, I don't care about them now that MMD is gone.
Well, there we go, yeah. So that tells me all I need to know about Mulder.
They're just not that many. Like, you're not going to lose out just because of this. So
right, 100%. So yeah, and then I'm back to Split. I'm back to St. Pauli. Celtic obviously are going to be dangerous. Zagreb, yeah, they're really going to be big scores, but they're not in like obvious spots where normally there's obvious spots. You know,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
How I'd probably just sort of look at that and.
We come up to contenders. We get to Celtic, and Quinny just shows up.
Of course he does. He's got like the bat signal. When we start speaking, it just starts ringing.
He's got a light in his office, in his studio. And it just...
That'd be awesome. That'd be so fun.
I want to address this. Matthew said, Lee Sang-hyun is a midfielder on SoWare, but classified as a forward on SoWare data. Is it a bug? So maybe, but probably not.
Yeah, probably not. They change it mid-season sometimes.
Yeah, so he's got midfielder cards. But he's listed as a forward on SoRare. So like our position, hold on, let me take that out. The positions on SoRare data come from SoRare. So if you notice here, he says position. That drives me nuts that they have all of his cards are midfielders. But that's an Opta thing. You can contact Opta or SoRare and they won't fix it, but you could tell them anyway. Yeah. Quinny driving home. All right, there we go. Do you think one of the lights on the dashboard came on? And that's how it came.
It's like those radio
fire pressure's low, and it's like, oh wait, no, they're just talking about
the radio. You know, when the radio turns over to like the emergency.
Yeah. <they're... laughs> Anyway, let's see. Got a good one for your boys at Pachuca.
Yeah, at home, but then you know they probably end up rotating again and ruin my chances. True.
Yeah,
so I am worried about that slightly. Riker though are up there as well. Oh wait. I don't think that they won last week, but I don't think they've won the league. So they're still on that, you know, quest of winning the league.
Right.
Pretty sure. Because Dynamo had been winning every game recently. So,
yeah, only 2 points.
It's tight. It's real tight. How many games is there left, though? It can't be many. 2 or 3? Ooh, 5. Wow. Okay. So it's all to play for still, which is good from a team perspective and a rotational perspective. Valladolid is sneaky right now, Led. Those scores have been pretty good. You know, a home away, they've been doing the thing. They've not conceding goals, keeping clean sheets. They did play Amorebieta, and I mean they're playing rubbish teams down there, to be honest. But they're doing it.
You play who's next on the list?
Yeah, my boy Monchu. Led. Sam absolutely hates his guts.
Sorry, Sam Ty. Yeah. He just turned it off. If he was watching, he just turned it off.
Yeah. He's been good. He has been decent. But the rest of the team, they seem to score well. So that could be quite sneaky.
I should probably ask him, but why does he hate him so much?
Because he played for Granada and he just was rubbish, apparently.
Isn't it like once he plays for your club, you got to always support? No,
I know. Well,
he was that bad. Isn't it? Anyway, we've San Freche at home against, is that Frontale? Yeah, it is.
Yep.
That's not so great.
I was going to say, yeah, that can't be that easy. It's a weird week, lad. Salzburg at home, but they play Sturm Graz, who aren't terrible either. So,
yep.
And they play today or tomorrow, Salzburg.
Yeah, although Austria Matt played midweek.
Ah, okay. Yeah, full fixture then. I don't know. Honestly, this is a weird contenders. I'm just calling it. I don't know what is going to go on as far as scoring, you know, who's going to end up dominating, but I can't call it because it could just be anything. Our boys are at home.
That seems so low.
Anything can happen. Well, did you see they scored 5 goals today, led in the cup?
Urawa?
Yep. And Schultz was rested.
Okay.
Yeah. Panic over. You can play without any worries, I think, this weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, is Nagoya that good?
Yeah.
6 unbeaten?
Seems pretty good to me because you are definitely not in that situation.
That's a good win, too, against Cerezo.
It really is.
And we said Fitz got subbed early midweek, so he should be ready to smash this weekend.
He's injured and everyone's just in the mud.
Oh, get out. Don't even. Ivan said Frontale have been struggling also, so San Freche could still smash.
Okay.
Is that game? Where is that game? Oh, they are at home. All right. That's fair. All right. We got, are there any big ones, important ones down here? Baumgartner's back. Thank goodness.
Nice. At home. That's real nice. Zenit are away to Dynamo, who actually play right now. Or are playing good. Right now.
Tire them out. Although Tire Zenit haven't out. Played.
Zenit yet. Play as well, yeah. They play at 1-3. I don't know. Easter at home. So we have obviously the Scottish League post split now. So Aberdeen at home, which is pretty fun. Kilmarnock at home.
This just makes you realize as how many more teams there are.
This is
wild how many teams are in contention. And obviously not all of them are minted, so we don't have cards for all of them, but
But still, there's cards in certain spots that you just can't really, when you were talking to Surfler yesterday, he said he had a grip on the game weeks if he was playing in Champ America, right? You could kind of just feel everything. You knew what was going to happen in certain spots. You knew every card. Similar, maybe when I was playing under 23. So methodically, and now in contenders, you could just forget it. You can't keep track of everything because there's just
players. It's too many. It's too
it's
many.
Way too sure. many.
Joel here said, if you want another La Liga 2 top tip, look at Levante. Dele has been scoring better than Grimaldo lately, which an L5 of 78 is certainly good.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Look at that.
Did we look at this guy already?
I'll be honest, I haven't. So no, maybe you did with somebody else.
I think I did. You know what? I think he was a AAA last week. And I was like, who is this guy? Because he's fairly cheap. And yeah, that's wild.
I'm pretty sure they've been getting a few clean sheets as well. So I'm assuming the keeper's doing pretty well.
A couple. Not even that many.
Mind you, this is like a little a sales ploy from Joel because he does have the super up for sale. I will expose him.
Oh, I know exactly why I know this guy. Because I bought this guy.
Alfredez,
the limited last 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And yeah, there I am.
Now he's dropped in price. The lead effect.
Dropped in price and he banged a 90 this past game week.
Ooh. Because they lost at Morbieta. Okay,
here we go. And then tried to replace him for the midweek. Or no, sorry, for this weekend, and I couldn't I just couldn't. So I was like, I guess I'll play him 90.
against Racing Santander, that's going to happen because they have all the Pecu Fernandez and they have the winger. What's his name? Vicente. Ignacio Vicente.
Inigo.
Inigo Vicente. Inigo Vicente,
yeah.
So I'm sure they were. No, like that's the. Like that's. Obviously, that's Levante. He's on Santander.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But like, obviously, they played against him and I'm sure they peppered him with plenty of shots. But yeah, 90. That's really impressive to keep a clean sheet there away as well.
Away. Yeah. There he is. Just the 47 all. Oh my God. Three big chances created.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. How much were you looking at that Della for? Because he's like £85 now. Oh, that's crazy. Somebody, he auctioned yesterday for 47, right? Instant buy was 87 6 days ago. So basically, buy your cards off the auction, guys. Because he's back up to like 80 or quid now. You can't instant buy him either. It feels like auctions are just going under the radar.
I don't disagree with you.
Like, that's half the price, basically. I'm not saying he's going to go sell for another 85, like 100 bucks. He might, again.
This but was like back-to-back, too. 59, yeah. And you're like, oh, I'll play 86. And someone's like, I'll pay 109.
Right. Yeah. And then somebody pays 58. It's just like, yeah, it's weird. It's
strange. Like I said, that's why Levante let Ruben Vezzo go to get Dela in.
Oh, wow. Dela. Okay.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Look how much. It's probably like £2.
Oh.
A month ago as well. Wow.
0.035.
Joel's the man.
Is he selling, Joel? It is. Trying to 10x his money in no month.
He's getting free marketing here for his sales.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
We need
moving
we,
on.
We, yeah, we'll me and Len want to cut
us here.
5% each, please.
Yeah. Agent Cooper was asking if we've talked about Somerville yet. We have not because we haven't gotten the challengers, but let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where are Leeds?
Ooh, away to QPR.
Is Begovic still the goalkeeper there?
Good question. I don't. Yeah, he is.
How about that?
He is. Cool on Begovic. 36, baby.
Not bad. 36, young. Anyway, let me go to the top here. Sparta Rotterdam. Ghent. Bristol City, Alanyaspor, and Internacional.
Bristol City top three. That is hilarious. But they do have Scott Twine.
More about Rotterdam than it is about it Bristol is, City yeah. still.
But they have a couple. Like, Scott Twine, 100 this weekend. I've called it.
Wow.
On loan from Simply Burnley. That. Yep.
No Eredivisie?
No, I guess we and, don't.
Oh, no, there is Jupiler. All right. Is that back-to-back weekend? It's definitely back-to-back weekends without PSV. Was all Eredivisie off last week? Or was it just...
Yeah, it was all. It was all.
It was all? Weird.
Because they had like... Well, the Dutch Cup was that weekend. Maybe they just had like a bye week if you obviously weren't in the final.
We do have some Eredivisie.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Looks like we have... Sparta Rotterdam, first one. But I guess... So we have Rotterdam, Fortuna, AZ, Zwolle.
Pretty Utrecht. Sure we have Feyenoord because I saw. Did Warwick. I see Timber in my lineup builder?
We
don't. Interesting. Okay. Couple play today. Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, great. Now we all have a chance.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thanks, Mike. Yes, they're. Yeah.
We realize that now.
We said it's a national holiday, so they split the games up. All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Happily take PSV in a midweek.
100%.
All right, so yeah, where were we? Copenhagen, Fenner, LAFC.
Kucho. I'm not seeing it. Kucho, yeah, but they play tonight. Yeah, tonight.
Yep.
I think it's Vasco season. Very high clean sheet probabilities from what I was seeing in my lineup builder. They have Jardim? Nobody up front. Yeah, Jardim. That is stinker last game. Now, huh? Yeah. Change his name by Depot. He wasn't happy with the Jardine. Now, he hasn't even been that good, to be fair. But have a look at Piton, though. He's played three games so far, and he's managed like 280 or 80s or above.
And which guy?
He had a Lucas Piton, the left back.
Oh.
He's my my prodigy that I've been waiting to come good for a while. I've seen a 2-1 loss there, Led. I'll give you 44 AA.
He's just the only one who showed up to work that day.
Five interceptions.
Five attempted assists.
Yeah, that was big as well. Yeah, it's 30 points. It's just like, isn't it? Five interceptions, five yeah attempted assists for a defender is it's just ridiculous in one single game. Yeah, I know. But I think Payet's injured, which is helping that because he hasn't been on this score
team sheet.
I tell you who plays for them, Led. You know, Sforza, that played for in the Argentinian league, the midfielder.
He's there? Kid.
Yeah, he plays for them, which is funny. He obviously got the move. Big money move.
How about that? So let's see. Benfica at home against Braga. That one's pretty... Oh, wait. I think it's... is it Sporting Porto this week?
It is, yeah. Porto's is, at right? home. Yeah. I saw that in my builder as well.
Up there with the great derbies like Dallas Houston.
Without Jesus for RIP.
I actually feel bad about this, but not so bad that I won't show it. But I won Jesus Ferreira recently. And then I sold him.
That is so rare porn. So rare data porn, maybe.
Like, wow, normally this is my buy, not a sell. And so
that is good going, Led. I'll give you that one. I don't think he's played a game. Did you?
He hasn't played yet. He hasn't played since.
Yeah.
He was not injured when I won him.
Okay, fair.
But I don't think he played. Well, maybe he was injured and it's MLS and we just didn't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, never played. Anyway, what do we got here? Is it Yari season?
No, he's dead. Fully.
Fully. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
I think I saw, is it, who's that team you've got? Is it Ramal or what's his name? The one who smashed on Friday for you.
Rami?
They have a nice fixture down there.
They do. They were like shockingly high because they're so bad.
They're below Vasco, yeah. Southampton, Cincinnati, that could be quite nice at home to Colorado. Benfica, Braga as well, that won't be easy. Even though it's so high on the matchups tab.
It's Midtjylland season.
Is that Silkeborg, is it?
Yeah.
It's maybe.
Happening.
Is your left back back, Paulinho?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yari is whatever is worse than Dusty, but major NFT, but he's played more than Reynoso.
And I am flipping both of their super rares. That just tells you all you need to know about my gallery right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Agent Cooper said, I just Googled the name of the Dallas Houston Derby. Disappointingly, it's known simply as the Texas Derby.
Oh, way to beat Texas.
Toby's right about this. It is Robin Lodd season.
Probably is, isn't it?
Yep. All right. Enough of those shenanigans. Champions?
Yeah, how does that look? Newcastle. Okay.
We've got Newcastle, Man City, rotated PSG, Barca, I guess. Rotated Bayern?
Well, people are saying like they might play the team that, you know, is going to play in the midweek, like to test it and stuff, which kind of makes sense. But they do have a few injuries and, yeah, I don't know how that one's going to go. Yeah, I think we'll need to know, obviously, more when, you know, press conferences come out. But I'd assume it'd be a similar team to the midweek team.
Mm-hmm. Adrian was asking if Nick Pope is back. I kind of thought Pope was out for the year, meaning for the season, excuse me.
Yeah. He had a bit of a, like, I think he had a bit of a knockback, like he was meant to come back.
Right, yeah. There was some sort of a...
Charlie. Why is Edwin trying to sell their Robin Lodds, by the way? There's four super rares on the market. That feels like far too many. Yeah.
Wow. Are they just absurd? Did one person pay too much?
Nah,
and everyone's like, oh, that's what we're paying.
He's up for like £200. Like, he's not up for much. Four just seems like a lot. Two uniques. Like, everyone's trying to offload their LODs.
What a silly trade.
Who did that? Shaqiri, injured Dest, and no money.
Maybe pre-Dest news? Was it 6 days ago? I feel like you knew about that.
It would have been on the cusp. Yeah, it wouldn't have been far off. Wow.
Major NFT, Newcastle United goalkeeper Nick Pope is in the final stages of his rehab process after almost 5 months out of a dislocated shoulder, so surely he doesn't play this weekend. Agent Cooper. That's a lot of super errors.
Clever. Good. I like it. I don't mind that.
Anyway. All right. Yeah, I mean, Liverpool. Man United smash. Is this it?
Well, let's see if they smash against Sheffield first. Let's just see if that happens. And if that does, then we can start thinking about
Burnley. Okay. That's fair.
I'm not too hopeful.
Leipzig. Dortmund also with the Champions League next week.
Yeah, good point.
Should be great, right? Leverkusen, that should be
great. Yeah, both like four Bundesliga teams there, all kind of playing each other, which is quite fun.
How close is this? Stuttgart, yeah, only three back of Bayern. Like,
yes, yeah, still tight up there. From like second to second to fourth ish.
Yep. Yeah. all right. What else we got? Napoli Roma. That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, North London Derby this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah. Lots of big teams playing each other. It's pretty interesting, actually, for Champ.
Mm-hmm.
Juve Milan.
Teddy Tuma's back.
Nice fixture for him. Your boys are playing each other.
They're playing each other.
Yeah,
it's killer.
Yeah,
all I want to see is Del Castillo just bang 100, and he can't do it if Mandanda doesn't go.
I'm in the same position with Girona and Las Palmas. They play each other as well, and that's my literal stack in champ. So I'm going to have to change a few bits around there. But Sevilla derby, okay.
Yep, better Sevilla. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, champ feels like they're in a weird spot as well then.
Lorient Toulouse might be the worst game I could think of.
The Linga season, baby.
Brighton, were Bournemouth favored in this game? Get out of here.
They might be.
Get out of here. They are.
Yeah, Bournemouth at home they're not bad. They aren't bad at all. Brighton have been on a bit of a weird, like, not a great run, honestly, at all. I can't remember the last time I think it was that Sheffield United away game where they all just smashed and I just didn't play them together.
Brighton?
Well, I didn't. Like, I don't remember the last smash they had because they got battered by Arsenal. Yeah, beat by Liverpool. Drew with Burnley. They've had a stinking run.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they that have been, 5-0, right? That 5-0 Sheffield United is the only like smash where everyone scored 100 and I just didn't have Barton goal when I
that's right
could have, but I just didn't. And that just cost me probably $3,000. That's fun.
Yeah, Adriano, roulette for some teams will be real this weekend for Europe game next midweek. Yeah. All right, Harry. Who is the top of the pick score list today?
Like, I want to say Brekalo, but I don't think he's going to, like, know that he's that good yet, as much as he kind of probably will be. Newcastle, yeah. So let's go Gordon, maybe. I was going to say Isak, but I don't know if... Or then it'll be Celtic related. Now, Matt O'Reilly will be up there. There's going to be someone sneaky, though, that catches up with me. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough. Bruno?
Lucho.
My boy. Come on.
Lucho, Harry Kane, Sho Sasaki, Josh Sargent.
Josh.
Welcome to game week 471 on So Rare.
That's incredible. How Jonathan Vieira gets into the top 10 is absurd, by the way.
It's this 73 opponent score, Harry.
He's just not been that good since moving there.
Not that guy anymore?
Well, I mean, he's been okay, but like, you can't, I don't know, maybe he is. Gordon at home. Honestly, on a bit of a side note, if anyone has not watched the overlap with Gary Neville and Anthony Gordon that came out like yesterday, honestly, one of the best interviews I've ever heard. He's like the cleverest footballer I've ever like seen.
Really?
He's into like meditation, he is like dialed in. Gary Neville was literally blown away. I'm sure Charlie's watched it. If he hasn't, I'll be disappointed. Wow. But honestly, Laird, I couldn't believe, Gary Neville couldn't believe it. He's like, the last time I was shocked by a young player was Rooney in like 1994 in like the World Cup or something, when he was like not scared to play football for England. And he said, like, I've literally never seen anything like this in my life. Yeah, Charlie. Wow. Charlie agrees with me. There's my confirmation bias. Yeah, I now want an Anthony Gordon. I've always wanted one. I think he's incredible and he's only getting better. Mm-hmm. And he's just sick. He's so sick. And he's under 23 until 2025, which
another
is
a year.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right. So Josh Sargent, what are you doing here? Goodmanson.
Yeah, okay.
I was about to say he had a little bit of a dry spell, which I guess for him was, but yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of back. He's obviously on set pieces as well, so that always helps. Yeah. The floor, but Ito? Wow.
Love to see Junie Ito up there.
It's amazing, yeah.
Oh, Hartel. Yeah, we should have said Hartel, knowing the St. Pauli.
Yeah, Bruno's in there.
He's another one who had a little bit of a slow. And yeah,
he had a couple of games. Wow, look at that. 6-6.
Yeah, Bruno?
Hand injury. I did see he was 50-50 this week, this midweek, whether he actually...
Does he play goalkeeper now? Exactly. I don't care what his hand looks like.
He might need to. Where is Yuito Suzuki? This is facts. Led, he is the best midfielder on the game right now. I've called it. I'm joking. He's not, but he he is producing an absurd amount of DAs. Like, it's not even normal. For five games. That is like, he's averaging nearly two a game. There's just no AA. If he was a forward card, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He would be up there.
Yep. All right. What else we got here? Griezmann, Fitz, Paintsel, Amiri.
Oh,
I sold mine.
Has he been great recently?
I think he had 90 something last week.
Oh, wow.
Or 2 weeks. Sorry, 2 weeks. 86, yeah. 65.
He's still a great card, isn't he?
Yeah. And a solid finish. Like, Dortmund obviously is not ideal, but the other ones are fine.
Just hope they don't get relegated is the issue.
Or do you hope they get relegated?
Well, yeah, but there's no way he plays. Well, maybe he does. If he does, then the game's broken. He's Wanizek 2.0, isn't he? But yeah, he's back, lad. He kind of said, you know what? I'm bored of not getting any decisives. Let me just get 3-1.
Yeah. I bet he had like 3 big chances missed too, knowing.
He was clean this weekend. Yeah, or last weekend. Actually, that was, midweek maybe. I can't remember. They're finishing pretty strong-ish.
Jonathan's not on the champ to contender bandwagon here.
You don't, but I mean, okay. Well, let's see what he does tomorrow first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Cole Palmer back, maybe. There's Lod.
Ricky Pooge.
Little Poogey boy.
There's the Ampadu troll.
Yeah, as always.
Savvy.
Right. Yeah. Bruno. Yeah, that's a nice card. Bruno Guimaraes. Wow.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker-Peters. Saito is probably on for a couple of decisives against Volume.
In that match, yeah.
Yeah. There's Della. Kevin Strogo. Wow, that's a throwback.
Grimaldo, like, you know he's AAA, but this feels low. Like, we've seen a lot of players ahead of him, but there he is ahead of Kimmich.
There's lots of AAAs late, isn't there?
Idrisi, if he plays. Nice. We didn't even talk about whether Messi is going to play this weekend.
Yeah, so what's that then? Why? Do they play midweek?
No, but the Revs have a turf field.
Ah, of course they do.
And it sounds like Suarez is, like, definitely not playing.
Wow, okay.
So Messi is a big question mark. Here's Carlos Gil, who plays all of his home games on turf.
He should never be a AAA anymore. He is dust. Wow. He's dust. I'm telling you. He's finished. He couldn't even do it away to New York. Not Red Bulls, like City.
Yeah.
Like,
with that tiny,
I mean, his
tiny pitch.
Yeah. The pitch is so weird. Isn't
is 30A bad? I'm just like.
I mean, it's not, is it? But let's be honest. Like, that's his peak now, lad. He's done.
Yeah.
There's no hundreds left.
Agent Cooper says, knowing your luck, Laird, Somerville will probably end up starting for the Netherlands at the Euros and finish as the top scorer. Speaking of Dusty, there he is, the original.
He's Dusty. Yeah.
He's still going. Here we go. All right. THB, the last AAA.
Okay.
Trailing Pascal Gross.
Lots of AAAs, man. Jesus.
Yeah. There's just a lot of players in the game now.
I know. Well, what do you think? 40 of them? What would you say? It's a rough guess.
Bruno is 10, and then 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
70-ish.
Okay. I saw that, Glenn. Did you see that, Led?
No, Fleming to San Jose did not.
Yeah, they're in search of a DP, and yeah, I saw an article saying that, yeah, they're after him.
Yeah, that would be good.
Better than Millwall, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Still challenger, not moving competitions.
Good point. Yeah.
I guess we look at U23.
Yeah, why not? Probably Somerville. Of course. Well, he's up there.
Who is this guy? Oga's Iodine. Whoa.
I toyed with buying him a few months ago, but yeah, it looks like he's still absolutely just cooking.
Is this Caracas? It is. I haven't or had an Erkan Karaka. There he is. He is dreadful. He was a AAA pick score once, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy him for $1, and then he wasn't even worth that. anyway. Yeah. All right. Let's do a quick 45 and below for everybody who still loves to play. Capped whatever.
There he is. I told you, Led. I'm telling you, 100 is cooking from Scotty Twine. I didn't know he had a low L15. But now that has just confirmed it for me. Scotty Twine.
How do you think he gets there?
I think 30 AA and then, yeah, DA, a couple of DAs.
Simple as that.
Yeah, but wow, he's cheap, Led.
Is he?
£27. Sir Hiss has one and Basilbot has one.
No, Sir Hiss sold theirs.
Oh, really?
Maybe not. Maybe they just had a ton.
Yeah, he has one up for sale right now.
Oh, okay.
1% level one, though. Scotty Twine.
That's all right. We all have boosts. Hakan Evjen, let's go!
Oh, did he get injured or something?
And a little bit.
Of course he did. He's These fine. Scandinavian boys are made of, I tell you what.
Don't do it. Don't you do it.
That was the one thing that nobody told you when you bought all these letters. They just love an injury.
I don't really want to stand here for that slander, but I have no evidence to say that it's wrong.
Yeah, right now there's formerly in one, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Wass went off injured last week. Toby said Evian's basically had a knock since he joined the team.
Okay.
He was great last week, wasn't he? Or maybe it was the weekend before.
They go soft. Yeah, I agree with you, Mike.
Oh, it was 2 games ago. I mean, still a decent AA. 60 minutes, yeah. 13.4.
Yeah, that's not bad. Definitely not bad.
Yeah, he's locked and loaded. JPH season. Yeah, Hanson sounds like he missed out like a while.
Oh, really?
And you'll never believe who I recently got, Harry.
Go on.
Literally the first game I got him.
Oh, he gets of course. Injured. You honestly, I've never known somebody to curse so many players.
It feels like I should be getting paid by people to buy cards that they want to not do well in.
Right. You are like the so rare, like you could be like the so rare witch or something.
Yeah.
Like you're just cursing everyone with like, I don't know, is it dark magic or dark something? I don't know. You're just voodooing everyone, basically.
Yeah, I really am.
I think there's a business in here.
For you terrible. Who else did I buy?
Baumgartner got like yellow carded.
Yeah, he got suspended immediately.
Just little things like that. Like Wendell is being cursed on Harper. Like
Jairo Torres immediately injured. Quintero, family matter that he had to leave the team for a week and a half. Araki injured immediately.
Schultz injured. I know you bought him injured, but
Mattson obviously.
Yeah,
it's ugly.
It's a good amount for a month's worth of you know, cards.
Yeah, Adrian Cooper said sometimes I check Laird's gallery in order to not see who not to buy. This is an interesting idea from Toby. Maybe I should buy a PSV stack
when they don't play.
Yeah, right.
Just to hope they get injured in training, like deaths. Like you just get loads of deaths.
Just all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
So we used to have Mike said, I should announce every purchase I make on social media to help everybody. Also post when you sell so we know when it's free to use them again. There used to be a Twitter bot from Sora Data that every time a card sold for a specific amount, it tweeted it.
I remember like who bought it and everything. Yeah.
And I remember there was a time where we actually had to like increase the number, like the sale amount, because it was becoming too frequent. Okay. Like we had it set at like $100 once, and then it was just like all the time when the boom happened. So we had to keep like raising and raising it. Eventually we had to just turn it off. But yeah, I guess I should have an automated one when I get a card.
Yeah. A lead bot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. Anyway. Thank you, everybody, for joining. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. Also, go over to the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Subscribe there. Like all of those videos and watch them. Apparently, he's already looking at reward boxes without us. So go check that out. Agent Cooper says, if I bought a PSV stack, they'll just get relegated. They'll get one of the Vitesse fines, right? And they'll just go to minus one, and then we'll all be okay. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining. Good luck with the senior special weekly, but not too much luck because I would like to win that one. Best of luck to everybody in the K-League one because I won't be there, neither will Harry. And good luck everywhere.